Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Kino Club with your host Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are once more in the Kino Club. Sun's shining outside, but here in the club it's as usual, foggy and steamy and cigarette smoke and dim lights. And up on the stage is a new band from New Orleans. It's Willie Egan's and Wear Your Black Dress.
Put your black dress on. I've been hearing some talk. You've been doing me wrong. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Yes, I'm mad about it, baby. Street, I hold my head in shame. The way the people talk, you know it's a crying shame. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Please don't hurt me no more. Then your sister came out, said she ain't here no more. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Please don't hurt me no more.
Some storming piano playing there from Willie Egan's and a great Los Angeles band, Wear Your Black Dress on Vito 125 from 1956. And here's Jimmy Rogers and his Rocking Four. Call me on the phone sometime.
you call me on the phone sometime. To hear your voice ease my worried mind.
Jimmy Rogers' voice, and the keen-eared amongst you may have heard that the harmonica player was Lil Walter. You might not also have been able to recognize Muddy Waters on the guitar. He's very much in the background, but he's there on that track. He's one of the Rocking Four. Jimmy Rogers and his Rocking Four, Act Like You Love Me on Chess 1543 from back in 1953. Well, Jimmy Rogers' girl may be acting like she loved him, but Roy Brown's got trouble, because love don't love nobody.
Talk about love, I hate that name. Love don't love for me at all. Love is the cause of my downfall. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love is the devil, but it won't get me. Love is fine if it's on your side. Love did me wrong. Town. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love.
Well, I can't really say that's a rare record. It's Roy Brown, Love Don't Love Nobody on Deluxe 3306 from 1950. It was one of his hits. This one is a little less common. It was a small hit in Texas, in South Texas, but it doesn't turn up very much. It's the rockabilly record for this week. It's Alvis Wayne and Don't Mean Maybe, Baby. Well, that was Alvis Wayne, and it came out on the Westport label. It's a Kansas City-based label, Westport 0182 in 1958. Don't Mean Maybe, Baby. Okay, let's turn now to the really rare record spot of the week. And this record just made $10,100 on eBay this week. It's Sweet Home Chicago by Robert Johnson. Very familiar record, but I thought I'd play it because it made so much money.
To my sweet home, Chicago. You're gonna keep on monkeying around your friend, boy, he's gonna get you. Venus on a trick, but I'm crying, baby. Honey, don't you want to go? Hey, Tennessee, California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm 6'2", 8". 8'2", 10". Been watching tricky one time. She sure gonna do it again, but I'm crying, hey, baby, don't you want to go? Tennessee, California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm going to California, from 13 miles away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, climb.
Many masters' dissertations have been based upon why Robert Johnson placed Chicago in California, but that's another story. Sweet Home Chicago, you don't often find a real clean copy like that, and I guess that's why it fetched so much money. Robert Johnson records always make a lot of money. Vocalion 03601 from 1937. And now it's time to move on a little bit and play some funky jazz. This is Cornbread by Lee Morgan. Trumpeter Lee Morgan there leading a very nice little Blue Note group on Cornbread, Blue Note BST 84222 from 1965. The really great blues tinged piano there was Herbie Hancock, of course. Okay, let's have something a little more down home. This is Smoky Hog. Oh,
choose a dirty mistreater. You don't mean me no good. I believe, baby, I'll move from your neighborhood. I got my money, keep it in my pants. You wanna fool around with every man, you dirty mistreater. Don't mean me no good. I believe, baby, I'll move from your neighborhood. Yeah, Floyd, man. If you love me, you wouldn't make me feel bad. You the dirty mistreater. Don't mean me no good. I believe, baby, I'll move from your neighborhood.
Andrew Smokey Hogg had a very individual sense of timing, and I must have been a real challenge for his accompanist, but that was pretty good, I thought. They did well there. Dirty Mistreater, our Mercury 8235 from 1951. And now here's Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats being really affectionate.
But baby, don't desert me. Real soft. whisper, you can hurt me, but baby, don't desert me.
I want to hug you, kiss you, squeeze you, Bull Moose Jackson on King 9561 from 1955. Well, Bull Moose, it looks like it worked. You've scored. Here's Tiny Topsy and come on, come on, come on. Unsurprisingly, that was called Come On, Come On, Come on Federal 12309 from 1957, and it was by Tiny Topsy and the Charms. Well, it's coming up to the half hour and time for the gospel spot. This week, the Swan Silvertones and Trouble in My Way.
Trouble in my way,
want
some time. Trouble in my way, child, want
some time.
Trouble in my way,
want
some time. Jesus will take me by and by.
I
got a bleeding
heart,
cry sometime. Bleeding heart now, I want to
cry sometime.
I got a beating heart,
cry
sometime.
Take me
by and by.
Oh,
by and by.
Some inspired preaching there by the Swan Silvertones, Struggle in My Way. Strangely, that was on VJ 879 from 1959, a strange choice for VJ, not normally known for gospel music, but a great performance, hey? Well, folks, if you're wondering, what on earth am I listening to? You're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. It's an hour of blues and rhythm and blues and some of the best and rarest that you can find. If you like this kind of music, then tune in every week to 93.2 FM on your wireless dial, or go up on the net to www.sheffieldlive.org, where you will find this and all the other programs podcast. Right now it's time for a little break, and while you go and put the kettle on, I have to depart and leave you for these important messages.
We asked people, why did you move to the Grand Sonora Desert?
I moved for the arid climate.
I really wanted a safe environment for my children.
I moved for the math.
It's not a mirage. It's a real trailer park. Imagine your new dream home in the Grand Sonora Desert. Imagine life in a place devoid of it. A place where you can be alone. Go on hikes and die of sunstroke. It's a place too boring for plants. It's the Grand Sonora Desert. Come live where there's nothing there.
Do people stare when you wear your yoga leotard to the cafe?
Yes.
Do school children laugh as you perform canteen duty in your leggings?
How did you know?
I'm psychic. When you go scuba diving, do you wear shorts over your wetsuit?
Absolutely.
If so, then you suffer from a rare condition referred to by doctors as polyosium calliomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomenomen Camel toe is a cruel affliction that makes people think of Abu Dhabi every time they glance at your lady parts.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
But there is a cure. Introducing Smooth Groove, a product that makes your groove look as smooth as a... Well, let's forget that. Smooth Groove is featured on reality shows such as The Only Way is Essex and Geordie Shore. So if it's good enough for those f***ings, it must work. Smooth Groove, it's like Sally's No More Gaps in your pants.
We'll be right back.
Well, it looks as though the record company didn't know what to call that track. It's labelled Hard Times, in brackets, The Slop. So it's either one or the other, I guess. Noble Thin Man Watson, His Rhythm Sparks. And that was on Baton 249 from 1958. Here's another track from 1958, Pigtails and Blue Jeans.
I saw her standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. Yeah. And I said to myself, I want to be mine and mine alone. Well, I went to see her mother, asked for a daughter's hand. Well, I went to see her mother too, asked for a daughter's hand. About to drive insane. Go to school all day, rock and roll all night. Try to wake up in the morning, there's always fight. I saw standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. Well, I asked her to be mine, be mine and mine alone. She's about to drive insane.
Well, the boisterous backing there was by the Upsetters, and that was Lennon Carbo on the vocal. Pigtails and Blue Jeans on VJ 291 from 1958. Ah, very nice little New Orleans outfit there. Next one is up from Chicago, and it's Maurice Pijo, and It'll Plum Get It.
Thank you.
That was It'll Plum Get It on Checker 781 from 1953 by Maurice Pichot. Checker was a subsidiary of Chess, and that was allegedly written by Phil Chess, one of the two brothers who owned the label. I say allegedly, maybe he did, and then again, maybe he didn't. Okay, next up is the Cajun Spot, and this week it's Belden Richard and Cajun the Stripper. Cajun Stripper, written by the Kershaw Brothers and performed there by Belton Richard and his band, and that was on Swallow LP 6010 from 1991. Fairly recent that for us. This one goes back a while. It's Running Wild by Big John Rencher.
Ah!
John Rencher, rather incongruously, on the Coca-Cola label that was Running Wild. Coca-Cola appears to be a French label. It was from 1979. When I listened to that, I could hear Eddie Taylor on the guitar. The piano player sounded vaguely familiar, which makes me think that that wasn't recorded in 1979 at all, but goes back much earlier than that to a Big Bear session in 1974 with yours truly on piano and Bob Brunning on bass.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, we come once again to the worst record of the week spot, and I'm sure this one will appeal to many of my listeners. It's Marijuana, the Devil's Flower.
Pay heed to me before it is too late. There's a vicious plan that looks so innocent, but its stem comes from the roots of hate. Marijuana, the devil's flower. If you use it, you'll be his slave. Marijuana, it brings you sorrow and may send you to your grave. Think of all the heartaches and suffering it brings. Countless the tales that could be told. When you get the habit, you'll sink right into sin, for the devil's got you in his fold. Marijuana, the devil's flower. If you use it, you'll be his slave. Marijuana, and may send you to your grave. If you're ever tempted by anyone at all, hold your head up high and just say no. Think about your future whenever you get that call, and your family that loves you so. Marijuana, the devil's flower. If you use it, you'll be his slave. Marijuana, it brings you sorrow, and they send you to your grave.
Marijuana, the Devil's Flower by Mr. Sunshine on the very short-lived RFD label, RFD 5082 from 1951. It was a Regal subsidiary and Regal soon thought better of it. And now the unmistakable tones of Lazy Lester and his harmonica. Tell me, pretty baby.
Tell me, baby.
Somewhat strange mix there, but it really rocks along. That's Lazy Lester, Tell Me Pretty Baby on Excello 2129 from 1957. Some good rocking Louisiana blues there. And now you can pack your suitcase and go.
Yes, you can pack your suitcase. I don't want you here no more. Yes, you can pack your suitcase. I don't want you here no more. You know you done me wrong. It is time for you to go. I used to give you all my money and all my love and too.
I can take a hint. You can pack your suitcase, Fats Domino, Imperial 5301 from 1954. I'm out of here and I'm going to leave Smiley Lewis in Big Mamu.
Big Mamu! Why did you go away? Leave me and Big Mamu.
Big Mamu!
Why did you go away? Leave me and Big Mamu.
Big Mamu!
You left me for another. You left me all alone.
Big Mamu!
Please come back. Oh, my.
Smiley Lewis with Big Mamu on Imperial 5234 from 1953. Well, this has been the Keynote Club, and I was your host, Bob Hall, on Sheffield Live.